Welcome to the Southern Illinois University Board of Trustees full board meeting. In that there is not currently a chair or vice chair of the board, as executive secretary, I will call this meeting to order. In honor of the number of employees and students who are veterans, and for those serving in the armed forces today, would you please stand and join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you. I will call the roll. Hamilton?
Here.
Heron?
Here.
Lowry?
Here.
Mannering?
Here.
Wiley?
Here.
Claire?
Here.
Six members are physically present and a quorum is established. The first item of business is the election of officers, executive committee, and board representatives, and annual appointments by the chair. Are there any motions regarding nominations for the chair of the board?
I'd like to make a motion. I move to postpone the chairman elections until the vacancies on the board have been filled.
I second that motion.
The motion is to postpone the elections until the vacancies are filled. We have a motion and a second.
Second. I'm sorry.
And Marquita made the second. And is there any discussion about this?
Yes, I'd like to say something. The board policy clearly mandates that at the first regular meeting following the third Monday of January that we elect officers. Much to do has been made about the election of the chairman, and I just would like to note that a chairman is just one vote on this board. Doesn't have any inherent powers greater than any other member. It is a figurehead that attends a lot of events on behalf of the board and is not that, for lack of a better word, important. We've spent a lot of time dealing with this situation that has wasted the valuable time that we need to operate the university. We have important things on the agenda, the law school graduation. If it's not acted on today, those law students will not get the graduation they wish to have. I find that intolerable.
I would just like to say that I agree to a degree, especially about the law school students. I do think that their graduation should be held as it was in the past. But I cannot justify electing a chairman when I'm the only representative from one of our major campuses. What the governor's done is take away our representation, and such a major vote can't be held without my campus being fully represented.
I'd also like to make a comment, and I did do some research on this, Judge Lowry, and determined that per Robert's rules, as a body, we in fact can postpone business of the board to a later meeting. I feel very strongly that it is absolutely adamant that we have a full complement of the board at the time that we elect a chairman. The election of the chairman, from Robert's Rules perspective, the way we would handle it this morning is we, in fact, can elect a chairman pro tem and continue with the business today. We don't need to elect a permanent chairman, so we can postpone the election of a permanent chairman, appoint a chairman pro tem, and move forward with the business of the meeting today.
That would be my preference, so that we can give the Carbondale law students their graduation.
The point I would make here is this: is Robert's Rules of Order are not the board policy. They are an advisory document that tells us how to operate a meeting. The board policy is clear. It's set in policy. And over the last year and a half or 2 years that I've been on the board has chosen to either follow the policy if it's convenient or not follow the policy. And my advice to the board is simply this. You have to follow the board policy. It's like the Constitution. Anything you do that violates that policy is not valid. So in my opinion, you have to have the election. This is the regular meeting. It's the first order of business. It has to be taken care of.
And I would argue with you, Judge Lowry, that we are in a specifically unusual situation in that we have three open positions on the board that are not filled. We are awaiting those positions being filled. And I believe that it is important enough that in electing the chair, we have the full complement of the board so that we can make that decision. And I respectfully disagree with you on
that. Well, the only thing that I can say to that is if the governor would elect three or nominate and they would be confirmed, three new members tomorrow, they wouldn't know any more about the operation of the board than the five of us know now. The establishment of a quorum is the ability for the board to act and do business. And that is a one plus the majority. We have that majority here. There are five voting members here to so act. And I say it's time to move on and do the university's work and do the job and quit this nonsense that's going on. The selection of trustees is an issue between the legislature and the governor, and everybody at this table ought to butt out of it.
I disagree. I refuse to move on until my university is represented.
Well, we don't have somebody from the medical school or from the Alton campus.
Well, hopefully soon we will.
Well, maybe so, Mr. Hamilton, maybe so. I apologize to all of you for what's about to happen.
Okay, so we have a motion to postpone, and we have a second, and all discussion has been had. We're going to take a vote on the motion to postpone. Hamilton?
Yes.
Heron?
No.
Lowry?
No.
Mannering?
No.
Wiley?
Yes.
Claire?
Yes.
And the motion to postpone has failed.
I will be leaving the meeting in protest of that decision, just because without Edwardsville being representative, I'm not going to stay in the meeting.
I will also be exiting the meeting.
Can I speak?
We have no quorum.